It is 7:45 on a Saturday morning. Time for a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Hi, Denny. How are things going?
Things are going well. I haven't talked to our friends at Holiday, but I know that we're over half filled for that Sonoma Wine Country getaway next May.
That's absolutely going to be a fabulous trip. I know the boys are very excited about it, and they've been working hard on lining up visits with different wineries. So that'd make a wonderful Christmas present.
You know, I was just thinking that earlier this morning. Yeah, and it's a quick getaway, too. It's May 2 through 6. We'll give you more information, but it's so much fun having Bo and Ted. They're kind of a riot. I'm telling their dad that's something you already know, but they're a lot of fun.
Sometimes.
We won't get into that.
No.
What do you want?
I thought we'd talk a little bit about wine gifts. Certainly, in my opinion, there's nobody easier to buy for than someone who is a wine aficionado. There's so many wonderful gadgets out there, and wine aficionados never have enough gadgets. If you look at the accessory, a wine funnel is very important to have. And usually the funnel should have a filtration mesh deal in the center so you can filter out any of the dregs, etc. Carafes are great. You know, every wine benefits from aerating, and that's really what you're doing with the carafe. You're pouring it from the bottle into a flagon or a carafe, and even the least expensive wine you've ever had in your life will benefit greatly from aeration like that. One of the things you want to avoid is if you have a real old wine, you have to be careful when to decant it. If you decant it too early, you can absolutely lose everything in a real older wine. So that's important. Stoppers are great things, but incidentally, the cork, when it's pulled from it, makes a great stopper. The other stoppers are clever and cute and that kind of stuff. Wine chillers are always handy. But don't forget, as I said, the cork itself is a great stopper. And usually wines will last a couple of days. It won't be as good the next day as it was the first day. And certainly if you hold it 2 days, it diminishes further. But wine is pretty sturdy and doesn't really go bad because you left a half a bottle of it out. It won't be, as I said, as good as it was day one, but it's still wine and still tastes pretty good. Tastavans are great things. That's a little wine cup. It's usually in silver plate. And on one side, what they were invented for is glass was very expensive. And when a vigneron wanted to see what his wine looked like and let the light shine through it, you could pour it into this cup and hold it out, and the one side is concave and the other is convex. And by swishing the wine around in those little cups, you could really see how the wine is coming along and how clear it is. And it was a lot cheaper than having glass, because glass would break, and glass was very expensive. So thus was invented these tasting cups, which is what Tastavan means, a wine cup. Anyhow, corkscrews. Who has enough corkscrews? The best corkscrews, in my opinion, are the leverage corkscrews. They work the best and usually are the most reliable. One thing you should never, ever, ever do is have a CO2 cork cartridge where you put air into the bottle and it forces the cork out. A lot of people think those are very clever gifts, and they are clever, but they also, when they bottle, when they make a wine bottle, they make millions of them, and usually they're not that sturdy. And very often I've heard more horror stories using CO2 where the bottle is blown up. And even if you're not cut by the flying glass, you have a terrible mess to clean up, especially if it's red wine. So I would encourage everybody never to use a CO2 wine opener. The Scruple is a very popular wine opener, and a funny story of that, this goes back 35 years ago, a guy came into Minneapolis store and he was selling these corkscrews, and they sold for, I think, $15.95, and we were selling the most expensive corkscrew we had was about $3. I said, well, you came all the way from Texas, I'll take a dozen of them, but trust me, no one's going to pay $15.99 for a corkscrew. Well, one of the fellows came into my office the next morning. He said, can you get some more of those corkscrews? I said, well, you had a whole dozen. He said, we sold them all one day. The deal with the Scruple was he had an arthritic wife, and he put Teflon coating. He was actually in the oil business and made bits for oil well drills. So he decided he would invent a corkscrew that someone with arthritis could open a wine bottle without any trouble. And you keep turning the screw pull in the bottle, and the cork just pulls itself up because it goes along that. The worm is the curlicue part of a corkscrew, and it moves along that Teflon-coated worm, and thus was born one of the great things of all time, the scruple. And you can't go to any vineyard in the world where you don't see them opening the wine using those scruples. So it's a good one and a great gift to give people. What the other thing would be books. Every wine buff should have a wine atlas, because wine, frankly, is a little bit about geography. Chianti is an area. Chablis is an area. Burgundy is an area. Bordeaux is an area. And those are all names you have to deal with when you're dealing with wine. So an atlas is always a very welcome gift, because it generally has very good maps in, and you learn a little bit about geography. Glassware, who has enough glasses? A lot of people love champagne flutes, and champagne flutes are just wonderful. If you have any of those old-fashioned champagne glasses that are saucer-like, you can put candy in them or nuts or put flowers in them or something like that, but don't put champagne in them, because, you know, they spend a lot of money getting the bubble into champagne, the sparkle, if you will. And flutes keep it in. Saucer champagnes dissipate the bubbles right away. And saucer champagnes were a Victorian invention, because the ladies, the guys would have on their watch fob a little silver or gold rod, and you'd stir up the saucer, and the lady would hold it under her nose, and it would tickle her fancy. In fact, I guess that's where the expression came from, tickle your fancy, with the saucer. And so it was dissipating the bubbles, and you don't want to do that. The bubbles in champagne are what make it so good. So if you haven't got some flutes, get those. An all-purpose wine glass, to me, is just indispensable. You want about a 12-ounce bowl, and the stem can vary from stemless to a 15-inch stem, whichever you want. But 15-inch stems, bear in mind, don't fit in the dishwasher very well. So a good all-purpose wine glass is one with maybe a 3-inch stem on it at the most, and a 12-ounce bowl, and that's a good all-purpose wine glass. You know, they have so many glasses today. They have Burgundy, Bordeaux, Zinfandel, etc., glassware, and that's very nice if you're really, really an aficionado. But notice the word aficionado. I think it's kind of affected to have those kind of different shapes wine glasses. A good all-purpose one will serve the purpose very nicely. But who can deny the joy of coming into somebody's house and seeing a table set with two or three wine glasses? It kind of perks up your anticipation of the evening. You're going to have courses and different wines with the courses. So every wine buff would like a white wine glass, a red wine glass, maybe a dessert wine glass, and some flutes for champagne. So that makes a great gift, in my opinion. A wine journal is an indispensable thing, a little booklet. You know, if you want to learn about wine, there's only one way to do it. Get out a corkscrew and pull some corks and taste the wine. And it's a good idea to keep a journal, because no one's going to read that journal but you. So if the wine tastes like sour grapes, put that down. No one's going to read it but you. No one's going to grade it. No one's going to. You don't have to learn a whole new lexicon. Just write down what you thought about the wine. I guarantee you, by the time you get 15, 20 pages filled up, you will know an awful lot about wine. Wine itself is a fabulous, fabulous gift. You can give people wines based on the area they came from. For example, if they like Oregon, give them a few bottles of Oregon wine. Napa, Sonoma, Washington, even Minnesota wines make a great gift for somebody out of town. And the different areas of France, Champagne, the Loire, Burgundy, Bordeaux, Chablis, Beaujolais, the Rhone Valley, all make great gifts. Just pick out a few wines from that area. And, of course, the other countries, Italy, Chile, Argentina, Australia, New Zealand, even Greek wines make a great gift. I like to personalize wine a little bit by combining it with food or combining it with a favorite recipe that I found that the wine went particularly well with. That makes it, that's so personal, I think. If you give them your favorite recipe for, say, beef bourguignon, or something simple like how you like to prepare a cheese souffle or a cheese omelet, and then a wine you find is really good with that. Or if you like some pasta dish, give them the pasta, the bottle of wine, and then the recipe for your favorite pasta sauce. Make a great gift, and so personal that anybody would absolutely love to get something like that, in my opinion anyway. Wine, don't forget, is the gift of good taste. It reflects good taste on the part of the recipient as well as the donor. And I can't say enough about how I think wine makes a great gift. However, having said all of those wonderful things about wine, and you can always give them gift cards to your favorite wine shop too, but one of the best gifts you'll ever get is something called Wine Away. And this is a wine removal. It's citrus-based, and you just wouldn't believe how good this is. I remember one Christmas Eve when we were going to a party, and I was downtown, and a lady wanted to taste some wine, and she accidentally bumped into me, and I had a camel hair jacket on, and the whole front was red wine. I got out the Wine Away, I sprayed it on, followed the instructions. By the time I got to the party I was going to Christmas Eve, you wouldn't know my jacket had anything on it like that big wine stain. It took it away.
What's it called again, Jack?
It's called Wine Away.
Wine Away.
Well, and it is the most fabulous wine removal thing you were ever going to find. It'll take red wine out of a white carpet. It'll take a wine stain, as I said, out of a camel hair coat just beautifully. And I remember once spilling on one of my wife's chairs. She had just reupholstered in a very, very light ivory color. And we put the wine away on, and you'd never know.
Never know. Well, I tell you what, if you have some great gift ideas, and locally owned Haskell's is the place where you can find great gift ideas. Right, Jack?
You're absolutely right, Denny. And we are locally owned, have been for 84 years, and we're anxious to please anybody with your favorite holiday gifts, holiday gift baskets. Our big holiday sale just started yesterday, and it goes all the way through the first of the year, and we have a 28-page catalog that is available online, or maybe you've got one in your paper Saturday or Friday. It's terrific, and the folks at Haskell's love to pair wine and food. This time of year when you're doing a lot of entertaining, make sure the wine goes well with whatever you're serving, and the folks at Haskell's will help you do that, and they'll best of all help you pick a wine that won't break the bank. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars at the start of our holiday sale. Haskell's in Bloomington, Chanhassen, Excelsior, Haskell down in Faribault off of 35. Our super seller in Maple Grove is not to be missed. In Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. And we have a store in Minnetonka, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine, and it'll take you right to the Haskell's website where you can peruse our 28-page holiday catalog and see all sorts of wonderful holiday gifts for yourself.
I was reading it just yesterday, as a matter of fact, Saturday morning.
I'm going to look forward to that, Denny.
Thanks very much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's. By the way, you mentioned at the top, before we bring in CBS News, get those lawn and garden questions ready. Teresa's in studio. Our Sonoma Wine Country Getaway is going to happen May 2nd to the 6th. Next year, Bo and Ted Farrell will be with us. It's a fun, casual event. We're going to see some great areas, great vineyards, taste some great food. Get on the web, holidayvacations.com, keyword WCCO Radio.